Today on Real Radio.
I kid you not, Satan has used in my life reading schedules to defeat me royally. Because I get up saying, oh man, I am 16 chapters behind. Just get up and read the thing, will ya? Watch what happens.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called There's No Other Gospel, Part 2, continues in a series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. We'll be covering chapter 1 with verses 1 through 10. How can we who are truly sinful by nature come to a God who is truly holy by nature? For our sins have separated us from God, and even now sin dominates our lives. The Apostle Paul writes this letter to the churches in Galatia with a deep concern that they've strayed from the true gospel. For the true gospel means that we're putting our faith in Christ, and Christ alone. Salvation doesn't come from obeying the law or by doing good works. And we can't keep our salvation by trying to earn our way to heaven. Today on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that Jesus did it all on the cross. We can't keep ourselves saved, if you will, by anything we do. For we are free in Christ and no longer a slave to sin. And there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And now, continuing his lesson called There's No Other Gospel, Part 2. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Verse 10. Yet it pleased, the word in Hebrew is, put a happy face on the Father to bruise the Lord, his son. For the Lord has put him to grief when he sees his soul an offering for sin, or our sin. Isaiah 53:10. Wow! The Father got a happy face when Jesus was dying on the cross for us. Now, granted, the Father knew that he'd have his son back in 3 days. What's the Father smiling about? That Jesus died in our place. That we who cannot save ourselves, he died in our place for us, and the Father has a happy face on his countenance, that through my precious servant, my son, he will bear the sin and justify many. Watch what this does to Galatianism. It kills it. If Jesus did it all on the cross and put a happy face on God, then watch this. If I walk around in my Galatianism, I'll say, how you doing? I'm all right. What's the matter? Oh, just trying to make it. Make it through what? My Christian walk, you know? I'm really trying hard. Why don't you stop? I mean, it's like, yeah, praise the Lord. Want to accept Christ? No. I don't want to have what you have. Get away from me. I'll wash my hands. Go. Why are you bummed out? Listen, Christian who's tempted with Galatianism. Why are you bummed out? I've only read like maybe one chapter in a month. So what? If you read a chapter every day, you are what? You are what? Like saved? I don't know, maybe saved? No. See, Jack, are you encouraging people to read their Bible less? Contrary. Read your Bible more because you are saved. Read your Bible more because you already know him. If you've called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, read your Bible more. But what, you know, I just signed up and we're just into the new year and I'm already 3 weeks behind my reading schedule. Have you noticed that? We all do it. It's January 1st. I'm going to read my Bible all the way through this year. So I'm going to read, okay, I got to read 4 chapters today, 2 in the Psalms and start in Matthew, and here we go. And it works great for 6-7 days, doesn't it? And then you miss a day. Oh, man. Whew. Tomorrow morning, I got 8 chapters to read. I kid you not, Satan has used in my life reading schedules to defeat me royally. because I get up saying, oh man, I am 16 chapters behind. Just get up and read the thing, will ya? Watch what happens. Stop becoming a Galatian. That's exactly how they thought. We started, hey, we got saved. Remember we got saved, how excited we were? Yeah, it was awesome. Well now, you know what? I only read my Bible for a half hour today. You guys, you don't keep yourself saved like that. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. Amen. It's unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. The work of the Lord, it is glorious in our sight. So here's the thing. The churches of Galatia were getting bogged down by these Judaizers who came in, and we'll study it in depth later. They're going to say, well, for one thing, you guys, you know, Paul got you going, but here's the deep truth. You got to worship God only on Saturday. That's what they're going to tell them. Only Saturday. And man, Paul is going to correct that. And then they're going to say, okay, now that you're doing Saturdays really good, okay, here's the other thing. Okay, all you guys step forward. You need to be circumcised according to the law of Moses. What? Paul didn't say anything about that. Think about it. They're going to say, they will demand this, and Paul will address it in the book of Acts and here in this book. If you just give 10% all year, you can be a member. Oh, wait a minute. What if I lose my job? What if God calls me out of here? Wait, what? Be careful. Galatianism. I'm sure I've made enough enemies, so let me make a few more and then we'll wrap this up. What do we do with this? Who gave himself for our sins. Anybody in here commit any sins? Raise your hand. Watch. You raise your hand. All right, put your hand down. What's shocking about this is that the word in the Greek implies this: Jesus Christ paid at one moment all of our sins' debts. Now you ought to be asking the question, Jack, that was 2,000 years ago. How does that apply to me? And that's exactly the point. Not only does it apply to you, it applies to your children. Not only that, it applies to your children's children. Not only that, it applied to your parents. It applied to your great-grandpa. It applied all the way back to great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma and grandpa, Adam and Eve. All the way out to little Pebbles and Bam Bam that's going to be born in the end. All the way. His payment for sin covered the entire realm of sin. Who says? God says. On what merit? On the cross. Who made up the rules? God did. I don't like them. Too bad. He created it. He performed it. The response of the human is to say, yes, Lord. Remember we sing that song, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes. Yeah. Now, in that yes, I'll be honest with you, requires the true gospel. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You have to agree with God that you're a sinner. Remember, a moment ago, you raised your hand. Here's the cool thing. He saw you raise your hand. Now that you've admitted it, what's your next step for those of you who've never done it? Well, Lord, I raised my hand just now that I was a sinner. Yeah, that's right. I can't walk on water. I've failed. So my next step is Jesus, will you receive me? I ask you to come into my heart. I want you. And from that moment on, the Spirit of God moves in and he does it wonderfully. Sometimes he does it loud. Sometimes he does it quietly. Sometimes he does it in a bold way and sometimes very subtly. But he moves on in. And basically he says, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with this room right here. We're going to wallpaper this room because I don't like the way this room looks. And he begins a work that he starts in our lives and he doesn't end until the day of Christ comes for us. And here's the great thing. Galatianism says, you silly person. No, no, you can perfect yourself in the flesh. You start in faith, but once you grow up, you get out of that and you really pull it off in your own strength. It's amazing. Come on, join us. Get circumcised. Keep the law. Join our club. Be baptized by our ministers and our water. And take the name of our church and you'll be saved. Judaizers. Galatians 2:20 and 2:21. We're almost done. Galatians 2:20, 2:21. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. Go ahead and turn there because I don't want you to miss this. I have been crucified, past tense, with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. Oh, by what? By works? No, works comes after faith established. By faith. I live by faith in the Son of God who, circle the word, loved me. Paul is telling us that when Jesus died on the cross, even though I was not even a Christian yet, Paul says I was a ruthless Judaizer myself. He died for me. He loved me, Paul said. And gave, there's that word, happy face, gave himself for me. And he says in verse 21, do not set aside the grace of God. Don't depart from the grace of God, Calvary. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Wow, is that a strong word? Oh, it gets better. Romans 6, verse 6. Romans 6:6, Paul says, know this, that our old man was crucified with Christ. That's not your dad. He's talking about you. Our old man. Well, Jack, what is this old man stuff? He says, our old man was crucified with Christ that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Really? I'm going to give you one more verse, but remind me to come back to Romans. It's really important. Ephesians 4:22. Ephesians 4:22 to verse 24. Put off, cast away, shove off, like a nautical term. Push away from the deck or from the dock concerning your former conduct. Remember how you used to live, everybody? The old man, which grows corrupt. By the way, it means he's still growing corrupt, that old man. Ew. Thought he was crucified. He is, but he keeps coming around. He's corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That is, put Bible in your head. Get brainwashed. That you may put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. What do I need to be righteous and holy? Put on Jesus. Isn't that great? Romans 6, verse 6. Our old man was crucified. He goes on to say, so that our bodies will no longer be slaves to sin. Watch this. These carcasses of ours, these bodies, I'm born again on the inside. I am not born again on the outside. Hear this loud and clear. It's the only original thought I think I've ever had in my life. The Lord had to one day convince me, Jack, will you calm down? I didn't die for your personality. I died for your sins. See, because I wanted to be like David Hawking and Chuck Smith and Billy Graham. And the Lord said, will you knock it off? I didn't die for your personality. You crazy nut, I died for your sins. Now, I drive me nuts, but the Lord is quite pleased. I don't get it. But whatever Jesus did on the cross, it removed the sin situation between me and the Father, and God's got a happy face, and he loves me. He loves me so much, he can't take his eyes off me. He's not falling behind me going, is he slipping up yet? Gabriel, Michael, watch him like a hawk. If he steps out of line, boy, let him have it. No. God is saying, you know, I just love that guy. And you know what I do? I do the Galatian thing. But God, I didn't pray today. I love you, Jack. Jesus. I mean, I've hardly read much today. I love you so much. You're my boy. Lord, I haven't visited orphans lately. I'm not giving maybe as much as I could give financially. Lord, do you hear what I'm doing? I'm a Galatian. Are you like that? Don't raise your hand. I already know you are. We're like this. It's human nature. When somebody says, you know what? I love you just the way you are. In relationships, when he turns to her and says, I love you, absolutely. in her mind, you know what? Yeah, right. As long as I'm beautiful or I'm young, yeah, you know. It's human nature. It's wrong. But we carried it over with God. My old man was crucified with Christ. That I should no longer serve sin. You know what? I'm going to sin today. I'm not saying I'm going to. I'm just saying. Just calm down. If I sin today, if I think a jealous or envious or selfish thought or whatever, or, you know, if I get out of hand for the Rams today, here's the deal. Jesus died for me. Do I go around and say, hey, I can get out of hand today. Woo, let's whip it up, buddy. Woo, okay. No. No Christian thinks like that. Hey, come on. Jesus died for me, so bring the kegger in. Let's break open the beers and bring in the girls. Praise the Lord. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't think like that. The thought can enter your mind. That's called temptation. That happens to everybody. But you can't think like that. And here's the deal. My flesh, here's the deal, I tell you. You're out on the highway, you're driving along, and you're doing fine. And then you see a sign that says 65. 65. You look in your speedometer, and it says 65. And the inner man, who is growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, the inner man is growing while the outward man is perishing day by day, says the word. There's two of me around here. My flesh that you see, and then the spiritual part of who God has created, and he's creating. So here's the deal. I have a battle. So I see 65. 65. I didn't have a problem with it until I saw it. 65. I'm going 65. 65. My inner man says, praise the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. And as soon as I realize it, 66. What about 66? 67. In fact, most officers have said that the speedometers are off to where like 3 to 5 miles. I could go 70 and I could still fall under the 65 category. And even if I got stopped, I could argue this in court. Officer, I was only going 70. I mean, my wheels, I got big tires that threw things off, okay? You begin to rationalize. Your flesh begins to talk and you begin to say, hey, you know what? Why don't you just take a little look? Just take a look. Oh, isn't he handsome? Or isn't she beautiful? The flesh says that. Your flesh says that. My flesh says that. And here's what happens. To those of you who are born again, this is what happens. You hear the Lord say, whoa. And then your inner man goes, that's right. Back off, flesh. Look the other way. Look opposite. Look away. You know, the largest truck stop in America is a few miles from here. And I don't know. Ladies, confirm if this is true. The billboards leading up to that truck stop are the most filthy billboards that I've ever seen in America. Why? Because there's prostitutes and hookers waiting at those truck stops. So what does Satan do? He puts billboards up along the way. They're going down the 10 freeway to the busiest truck stop in America. And there are so many Christian brothers and sisters who drive their big rigs into that place and they come here to church. And I get letters from them across America. And you know what? The 10 freeway. And they got that battle. There's that display. There's that person saying, call me. I'm at this number up there in 5 foot high letters. Just call me. And the flesh is going, yeah, look. Come on, look. And I'm confessing this for every man in this building. Every man who's a Christian in this building, there's the flesh going, come on. And the spirit is saying, back off. Drop dead, flesh. You're crucified with Christ. You start quoting scriptures, singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. And there's a war going on. You know what I'm talking about? There's a war. You know, I praise the Lord for the war. Because a person who's a Galatianism persuasion, they talk about holiness, they talk about keeping the law of God, and they themselves break it the worst. And they might say, well, I've never done those things. You are so full of yourself that there's no room for Jesus. And it's a horrible thing. And so all the glory and all the praise and the honors of him And the church at Galatia was getting away from a salvation and a gospel of grace. In the book, I'm done. You can close your Bible. In the book, The Cost of Discipleship by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in the first chapter, he sets your mind at ease at a moment and he says, you know, there are many of those who will attack the grace of God. He says, but the truth is this. Many will say that the grace of God is itself weak as those that adhere to it. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer says, don't ever call that which cost God everything cheap. There's no such thing as cheap grace. God's grace cost him the life of his son. It's the most expensive thing that God ever supplied in the universe. It's not cheap, but it is free. Father, we thank you for your truth and for your word. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that today, Lord, that there would be some who would be sitting here today that they would say right where they're at right now, yes, Jesus. To this gospel, yes. A gospel that tells me that Jesus came and died for me, yes. A gospel that says I cannot earn it but receive it, yes. A gospel that says will keep me, yes. A gospel that says he will change my life and I can start all over again. You say yes right where you're at. And he'll begin to change your life. Call upon him. Don't put him off today. Do not delay.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called There's No Other Gospel, Part 2. Thanks for listening, and our hope is that you open your heart to God's unearned favor and not try to perfect yourselves by doing good. There's No Other Gospel, Part 2, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. It's a series that defines the struggles we endure between faith and works and the doctrine of justification, which is promised to every true believer. Today was day 3 of this lesson, and don't forget that you can pick up any of these days you might have missed at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You know, if you just made a decision for Christ and you'd like to get a hold of somebody to talk to, maybe to help you walk through the next few steps, head over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit that contact tab, because we would really like to know about your decision for Christ. Maybe you've made that decision for Christ and you've got a few questions. Why don't you get in contact with us? Hit the contact tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You could also check out that Know God video that we've got at our website. That's K-N-O-W, Know God. If you've just made that decision and you'd like to know a little bit more, then head on over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit that Know God tab. Hey, by the way, have you had a chance to visit Real Life with Jack Hibbs lately? It's great to see the changes that come up quite often at the website. All kinds of stuff you can find there. You can watch or listen to any of Pastor Jack's sermons there, catch up on some lessons you might have missed, and also get that weekly devotional from Pastor Jack. A lot of folks really enjoy that. You can donate right there if you'd like. Check it out, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. By the way, if you've got somebody that's asking questions about the Lord, ask that person to go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click on the Know God tab. This could be a great opportunity to make a big change in someone's life. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. By the way, if you have a question about anything you might have heard on the radio today, head over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit the contact tab. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit the contact tab. We would love to put you in contact with somebody who can help you out with your question. It's not a problem at all. Just get a hold of us, hit the contact tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.